Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing today on this broadcast Joanne. Joanne, and we're sequestering her last name for security purposes. Joanne is from China. Born and reared in China, she's now an American citizen. She has a passion for warning citizens in America today of the coming Communist Party control of the United States of America. The question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. As Christians, as churches, as pastors, as spiritual leaders, as patriots, as conservatives, how should we respond to what we see taking place? Should we just simply be silent, or should we recognize and believe what those are saying that have experienced the atheistic communistic system in China? We're watching our foundations being eviscerated. We're watching with silence out of Washington in relationship to the communist control of our nation. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're aware and perhaps you're not, the Biden administration cannot stand up to President Xi of China. The Biden administration cannot argue or debate or in any way flex any muscles, because the Biden cabal, including the Biden family, including Hunter Biden, have been bought and paid for by Chinese dollars to keep them under control. So I am saddened to say, but I don't see any hope for America, and I'm not a pessimist. I don't see any hope for America unless Christians and patriots and conservatives stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and warn, as Joanne is warning today, of the dangers of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, Joanne, let me ask you a question, and it is pertinent to the subject in total. What is your position on the COVID vaccination? Is it efficacious from a physician standpoint? Is it efficacious? Do you believe that it is valid, or do you believe that it harms people? Is it good or bad with the vaccination? What would you respond to?
I did not take the jab yet, but you know, I already got the CCP virus last summer. God gave us body, so we got the immune system. We don't have to take the vaccine. The all kinds of, you know, the vaccine, the mandate is not right. The mandates is not right. Like mask mandate, I think God gave us the rights, right? We give to we the people. God even give us the free will. We can make our own choice.
Right.
So this is just by choice, not by mandate.
Right. And are you saying then that because you've had COVID, that you have an immune system? In fact, I have read, and you tell me if you think this is incorrect or correct, I've read by a scientific discovery and statement that those that have had COVID have an immune system that's 27 times stronger than that which is found with a vaccine. Is that close to being correct?
Yeah, close to being correct, yeah.
I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I got a question for her. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, I got a question for her. So she lives in China, and she has family in China. I always wondered about this idea, you know. All the money, I believe a huge chunk of money, I don't know, is it 60% or 70%, or all the money that comes to the communists in China come from the United States. My idea is why the United States doesn't move those companies to Central and South America, those friendly nations to the United States. And they're not pushing for any communism or anything. All they want is jobs. And that will put pressure in the communist dictators there. I don't know what she thinks about that idea, because, I mean, at this point, they got so many billions that I don't think it's going to affect them as much. But if United States would take that move, what does she think it will be the answer for the Chinese regime? Would it help with the regular people get some freedom? Or will they, you know, do something different of what they're doing now? That's my question. Thank you very much. I keep listening.
Thank you, Jose. Joanne, how do you respond to that?
The CCP, I think they got the tactics. This is one of the tactics that use a lot, bribing people. Bribing, as I know, that have already bribed lots of elected officials in America. That just use money as their weapon to control people.
Absolutely. And you just speak of it as the bribery, and you're probably familiar with, and I believe our listeners may not be familiar with it, but through the Communist Chinese Party, they've infiltrated every, without exception, state college and university in America. They've infiltrated through the Communist Chinese Party funds to buy positions and pay professors to relax the freedoms that we have in America and espouse the Chinese Communist Party's goals. One of the things, Joanne, that you're familiar with is that through the Trump administration, he was doing exactly what Jose was just talking about. He was shutting down and stopping, preventing, and incentivizing companies, corporations, and industries to cease business in China and to build in America, to build in South America, and to bring it out of a communist country. But with the Biden administration, as our listeners know and Jose is familiar with, I'm sure that through the present administration, all of that's been reversed now. There's a reversal of every positive effect that President Donald J. Trump had in sequestering and stopping the Chinese Communist Party infiltrating America. He's the one, President Donald J. Trump, that recommended that we cease to have a major department in each of our universities that's owned, controlled, and promulgated by the Communist Chinese Party and the Chinese funds. President Donald J. Trump, as you said earlier, was not liked by the government in China, and it was the purpose of the lab in Wuhan, China, that brought about the Chinese Wuhan virus that we have today as a pandemic, to basically frighten Americans and to control the election. I'm familiar with that, and I believe that is understood by most that are listening today. Joanna, would you tell us about your thoughts? Let me just let you turn you loose, share your thoughts. What is communism? You touched on it earlier. What is the goal? What is the objective of the Communist Chinese Party? Not just for China, but globally. What is the Communist Chinese Party's global and American objective and goal?
The communism developed out of an atheist worldview and hostility towards religion, with the idea of revolution brings about the next better system.
Go back to the origin of what we would call the Communist Chinese Party today, in the revolution. Speak from the revolution and forward about what took place in China and how you see that taking place in America today.
I was born during China's 10 years cultural revolution, and my father was so upright, but I'm so glad he got saved at the final stage of his lung cancer. Mm-hmm. I believe I will go see him.
Amen.
Someday in heaven. And my father was so upright that he was put on the big, tall paper hat and marched around at the beginning years of the Cultural Revolution. So even though I did not go through that, but I heard lots of stories about that time. And the Red Guards rampaged through each city and each village in search of anything old to destroy, just like right now happening in America. And we see the American Red Guards on campus silencing any conservative voices. We saw them on the streets during the summer of unrest of 2020, burning and terrorizing our cities. They have become a destructive force of the Western civilization and the American civilization. If we want to save this republic for our future generation, we must act now.
So you're saying that our constitutional republic in America is in danger. Is that correct?
Yes, it is in danger.
And what in your opinion, based on your background, upbringing, knowledge of China, Chinese Communist Party, what should Christians and conservatives and Americans in general, what should we do? What should be our takeaway from this interview today, and what should we do in relationship to what we've heard? We've got much more to talk about, but at this juncture, I think it'd be good to plug that in for our listeners.
So as a legal immigrant from the communist country, I do really understand and foresee what is coming if let all this chaos, crisis, and craziness continue to keep going down. If America becomes China, it will be much worse than China. America abuses freedom. LGBTQ and transgendering have not legalized in China yet. Dictatorship. And tyranny and surveillance are the characteristics of China. America is flooded with everything: Islam, Satanism, Marxism, critical race theory, BLM, cancel culture, LGBTQ, transgendering, censorship, stolen election, corrupted government, all kinds of mandate. So my first concern is the election integrity. Time is running out day by day. We will be exactly 1 year to November 3rd of last year, just 13 days away. Now time is getting tighter and tighter because the paper ballots are only kept for 22 months. So when I was volunteering for North American Conservative Review last September before the election, I read a special report, Protecting the Votes Preserves the Republic, from Intercessors for America. And I did translate the special report into Chinese, and it was published on its website. The report says Lyndon Johnson was the first elect senator through ballot fraud in 1948. I was wondering why we the people did not take action back then.
Good question.
And that led the fraud keep going until the election fraud was exposed after 72 years through the election of 2020. We the people may not know about it at all. When I share it with many Americans whom I know, they say, wow, I didn't know about it until you told me. So what's wrong with America? What's wrong with the Americans, with the people? We are blinded.
We're blinded, and Joanne, you said in your basic remarks a moment ago that we have things in America that's not even allowed in China. The critical race theory, LGBTQ, BLM, and a whole host of other immoral, ungodly, unholy, perverted practices, and yet the atheistic communist country of China not allowing that. So would you say that's the fundamental rot or the destruction of our foundation that now is allowing through that a demonic control in America with communism? Is that a pretty clear statement?
Yeah. right. History always repeated itself.
Yes, history is repeating itself. A good statement. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Joanne, one of the things that I think that our listeners need to understand is, and if, see if I can put it in, couch it in a term that you would understand and recognize. This is what we see taking place in America and around the globe with the COVID pandemic, I think is the good term. What we see taking place is a demonic delusion, a satanic demonic delusion that's bringing about the overthrow and the fall of nations like America because of being brought into the vortices, as I call it, of that pandemic that is born out of China that's designed to overthrow the American system of government and other governments. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm anxious to hear you talk about, as someone who lived in communist China, what do you see happening? You just gave a good, clear clarion call of these moral, ethical things that's happening. But what do you see? What is your position based on seeing what is we understand is taking place in China? Understanding that China is an atheistic nation, that China is a communistic nation, what do you see as being the potential for America? Is it possible for America to be overthrown by communism, in your opinion?
This is kind of a heavy topic. When you are, you know, the America is heading straight for the death of socialism or communism. And if the American people don't take any action, just let it happen, anything can happen now.
So we're on the very precipice of the plunging into the abyss of what we have known in history past as a free nation. You're saying that unless we do something, unless we take a stand, would you address that for just a moment, Joanne? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing Joanne. We're sequestering her last name for security purposes. She is from China. She was a physician in China. She is now an American citizen, and she has a passion for warning America about the communist Chinese Communist Party and what its goals are, not just for China, but for a global domination with communism. She has that passion for it. I'm thankful that we have the opportunity today to interview her, get her insights, her position and thoughts on it, warning us as a nation. May I ask you a question? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. Joanne, may I ask you a question? And I think we've touched on it, but I want you to be more succinct for our listeners to understand. What are some of the signs, what are some of the indications that you see today that says communism, communism, communism? What are some of the signs in America? What are some of the indications? What are some of the happenings in America that cause you to believe that we're plunging into communism? I think our listeners need to understand. Most listeners today, and I'm not trying to minimize the intelligence of our listeners at all, but most listeners today have the philosophy, I get up of a morning, I get dressed, I go to work, I make my income, I buy my groceries, I pay my bills, I get up the next day and do the same thing, and I'm not worried about these, quote, political things. I'm not worried about these socioeconomic things. I'm not worried about the direction of America. And the reason I say that is because recently there was a survey on the campus of Florida State University, and they were asking the students on campus a very succinct question. Do you think our Constitution is valid? Do we need a Constitution? And 100% of those that were asked said the Constitution is old, the Constitution should be done away with, that we do not need a Constitution. That shows us what you and I would understand, that they're now calling a woke society. In that wokeism, if I can create that word, in that wokeism, there's a nonchalant attitude about our founding documents, our founding fathers, and the freedoms that we have. Would you say that that element there, the ignorance of the history of America, is one of the root causes that we're weak today and falling into communism? Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I think so. Because right now, seems like we are, just as Psalm 11:3 said, if the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yes.
Absolutely. This is one of the Bible verses in my mind all the time since last year. Another one is kind of more hit to the people's heart, I think. Hebrews 12:4. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. So sometimes it is very rough and harsh to wake up people. I remember when I was working at church school in Maryland, one of the sisters in Christ shared this story. When her son, who is in high school at the time, couldn't get up on time in the morning, she, as a mother, poured a glass of cold water on her son's face to wake him up. It must be a bad feeling to be waking up like this, like that, while you are still sleeping. So even in the Bible, Egyptians were the tool for God's salvation. And the Babylonians were the way of God's heart. And God's wrath was guarded down by Assyrians. So I'm just wondering, is God using the same rod, same tool, and the same way of all the enemies for America, the American church, and we the people? We, as the children of God, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when we were rebuked by him. For whom the God loves, he chastens and scourges every child whom he receives.
That's a good statement, a good verse of scripture from Hebrews text.
Yeah,
Joanne,
Hebrew
let me
12.
Ask you a question that I think would be kind of a capstone on what we have talked about today. We see these things coming. You and I are in sync with what is taking place. We see America plummeting into the abyss of socialism, and it seems as though there's nothing that can stop it. You touched on something that I have said for many, many years now. I believe that God will use this tragedy of the loss of freedom in America as his chastening tool to chasten us because we've turned our backs on God as a nation. Is that a correct view?
Yeah, that's
in
true.
Your perspective?
That's true. And that's my prayer as well. I pray for repentance,
yes,
return, revival, and restoration,
yes,
for America.
And without that, in my humble opinion, Joanne, there's no hope for America. There must be repentance. There must be revival. There must be turning back. It goes back to the 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. And our land needs healing today, as no other time in the history, I believe, of America. Joanne, let me ask you a couple of, how would you say, wrap-up questions. So what you're saying is you see a real threat to America and American freedom. Would you say this is the largest threat that America faces today is communism?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you as our listeners. We are faced with a threat that most are not aware of. We're faced with a silent enemy because we are so lulled into complacency that even the church today is not taking a stand. Pastors will say to the congregation, we ought not to talk about those things. We ought not to say anything about that. We should just be silent. So, Joanne, let me ask you a question. Should Christians speak out against communism?
Yes, definitely.
How should
definitely.
Christians speak out against it?
So, right now, so one thing, you know, many Christians, mainly children of God in America, they may not aware of the persecution. It's already here,
right,
in the land of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may ignore it. Some may not speak of it. So right now, that's my, that's what I'm doing. Prayer is my first priority.
Amen.
Now the churches need to have prayer groups everywhere. Each state, each city, each church need to have a prayer group for our nation.
Praying with for that, our nation.
Yeah, for
yes.
Prayer for our nation. So I know some people just address, oh, I have this need, I have that need. Yes, your personal needs is important. But we need to seek God, God's kingdom and his righteousness
Amen.
First.
Amen.
Then all these things will add upon to us.
Absolutely.
And the second, we can't watch mainstream media unless you have discernment. If you don't have discernment, do not watch it. Just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Not watching TV, all kinds of social media. But you may join the Telegram, not right now. Telegram is kind of very popular so far. So far, it is safe. So another thing is we need to take action. Go to the school board meeting. I just for myself, since not this August, I try my best to join each school board meeting and show up in person possible. And also we need to pay close attention about our children's textbooks.
Yes.
We need to do so as parents, as grandparents. We need to show up, have communication with the teachers and with the schools, district. And also another thing is, that's what I'm doing now, join the canvassing team in Florida or your state, because election integrity is the vital thing.
Absolutely.
We need to, if the election of 2020 is not get fixed, America is gone.
That's right.
America is gone. Do not mention about the next year's midterm
Absolutely.
Or the next election in 2024.
And in other words, you're saying unless we go back and correct the fraudulent election in 2020, unless that is recognized as being fraud, corrected as being fraud, and something done as far as a change, then we cannot expect to have a proper election in the future.
Yes.
That's exactly what I've said so long,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. We need to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, and pray that Christians and pastors will take a stand. Joanne, we've got about 30 seconds left on this broadcast. What do you want to say as a final few words to our listeners?
So the first one is, true freedom comes at a price. If not me, then who? If not now, then when? American people need to return to God, to the truth of God, and to his word. Pray for repentance, return, revival, and restoration. Also, we need to take action as well. May God help us to save America. May God bless and lead the Americans with the people. May God bless and protect the United States of America.
Amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
To 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.